Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do, and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Live from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the DJ, E-Monster. It is Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. We bring y'all back from the weekend, and we get it going. You dig? With some hot new music. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? A lot of things going on. So, all right, I'm going to start my Monstrous Monday like this. This right here is Drake. This is called God's Plan. This is the Kid Cut It Up Club Mix. You dig? Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Monday starts right about now, player. Now. Like, comment, share our link. Call in just a bit. You dig? Let's get it.
I've been moving on. It's not no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like. Finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me, yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope, hey. Someone watching this shit close, yep, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yep, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Okay, that's the new one, Drake, called God's Plan. You dig? So, all right, what was your plans over the weekend? Did you go out clubbing it? Did you go check out Black Panther? I want to know what your ass did. You dig? I'm going to talk about the event that I DJed at Bullwink. I'm there every Sunday night, you dig? So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a bit. Got some more hot new music. I got the Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat. A lot of more radio for y'all coming up. This right here is something new from Ray J. This is called Peanut on the Way. I like this right here. I think this right here is going to be another big hit. You dig? Ray J. DJ E Monster. Monster Monday. Ooh, wee.
Yeah. I'm low. I hit peanut.
Okay, right. I said Bell was 20 million. No, my nigga, peanut on the way.
Let's go. Get it, get it, get it.
And Barry Bonds and Braves. Couple extra bitches for replace. Shit. Yeah.
cocaine on the table.
$1 million and a 4-5 in the safe. I keep the horses washed in the stable.
Three Ferraris and an old Wraith.
I bought the dime from a bird mom. I got my daughter going diamond crazy. Swipe the black car, my money. Swipe, and I'm spending on my Morgan Palladium. I made a vow to love my wife. I'm in trouble, no, my nigga Peanut on the way.
Ooh,
I'm in trouble, no, my nigga Peanut on the way.
Ooh,
I didn't do nothing wrong,
but I know.
Fuck the judge and the DA. I got the prosecutor on the payroll.
Gosh.
They told me I get one phone call a day.
But I ain't worried.
Told Peanut on the way up.
Monstrous Radio.
And a pot of eight. That Rocky walking up by Navajo. I'm ballin' with the NBA. And I'm back up on my financials. Swipe the black car for 100 swipe. And I'm spending on my Morgan Palladium. I made a vow to love my wife. Since she old and gray. Lock me up. See my baby pretty face. Sip bill was 20 million. Know my nigga Peanut on the way. They found some meth on that dirty tray. I'm in trouble. Nigga Peanut on the way.
Ooh,
I'm in trouble. No, my nigga Peanut on the way.
Ooh,
I didn't do nothing wrong. No, my nigga Peanut on the way.
I know Peanut coming helping me. Go get that bag and make that bill for me. Real friend, he always there for me. And we can bust it on the train. I know one thing he ain't gonna tell on me. 20 murders, 20 million, call my nigga no. Dog, I'm back in trouble.
Go and dig it up.
Daughter drive a Panamera and it's candy, baby B. Her baby sister got a bed only made for Queen. My house look like a coliseum. 30 chains, bitch, you gotta see. If I was Lucci, he like Peanut out the A. He paid the judge and the witness, I'd be out today. I'm on the way, nigga.
Sip bill was 20 million. Know my nigga Peanut on the way. They found some meth on that dirty tray. I'm in trouble. Know my nigga Peanut on the way.
Ooh,
I'm in trouble. Know my nigga Peanut on the way.
Ooh,
I didn't do nothing wrong,
but I know.
Ooh, sip bill was 20 million. Know my nigga Peanut on the way. They found some meth on that dirty tray. I'm in trouble. Know my nigga Peanut on the way.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. It's a Monstrous Monday. Look at some of the monsters are starting to call in. Sorry, we're going to open up the lines right after this one right here. 424-243-9649. I got some special stuff for y'all coming up a little bit later, but for now, we're going to get to the music. We're going to come back right after this right here. This is Future Chris Brown. It's called Pie. I like this one right here. When I spin this at the club over the weekend, yeah, it went nuts. Monstrous Radio Live.
Nigga, sorry,
Monday night.
They got a chicken, never be alone. Nigga, sorry, you should know. You sound so fully let side go. I turn the side beats to a nine beat.
Sipping out a 2 liter, put a 8 in it. White linen on my pillow, put a face in it.
Baby, fuck it up and do what you like. All these drugs in my body got me seeing double. Menage a trois, double trouble.
This should be fun.
Baby, fuck it up one time.
gas and I find lean and good purse. Lap dance, getting pie on my t-shirt. She know how to fuck, yeah. She ain't looking for true love, yeah. Let her see a million, she don't wanna go. I roll 100 D, we like sharing hoes. Caviar on your plate, girl, wipe your nose. I had a chance, but 3-6-0. Never be liar, but she's so fine. She gon' make a nigga spoiler, just to keep her on the side. I just wanna taste the water, let's stay hydrated. Girl, I got a main thing at the house. Tell me, can you stay down?
Turn the side beats to a nine beats.
Yeah, Monsterous Radio, online radio with the roar. It is Monsterous Monday. I am DJ E Monster. You know how we do it. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk when we open up the line. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with one of my monsters, Miss Unbelievable. What's good, my mom? How's your day going today? Hello.
The day is over. Amen. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Right. Made it through it. Made it to the end. And didn't hurt nobody, right? You don't got to do 30 days or nothing like that. You ain't hurt nobody, right?
You know, I have to plead the fifth because I may go to jail if I confess that. So, just know they're walking, you know.
All right. So, you know, we got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat here coming up in just a little bit. But let's go ahead and do one of the things that we do around here first, our Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. Why don't you go ahead and stick your head out the window and tell the people what's the weather like in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello.
Woo, it's 37 degrees with a lot of snow. So be careful with
that melting. Right.
Heat, icy roads, because it's hot in the, well, it's warm in the day. We're getting up to like 44, and then it's going down to freezing cold, down to your 12s and your 10s, and then it rises back up. So just be careful on the road, because we got that bipolar weather amongst us.
Right. In other words, if you skinny, stay your ass in the house. If you chunky, you might make it somewhere. I'm just saying, skinny boy information. So, how was your weekend? I mean, did you have a good weekend? How did that go?
You know, there's a lot of stuff just going down around me, but for the most part, it was cool. That's all I could say. I made it alive. I made it out alive. I'm still here to be on the radio and talk with you guys. So, yeah. And how was your weekend?
Well, damn. You make it sound you just been sucking and bugging on the weekend. She said, I made it too. I'm glad to be here, ladies and gentlemen. My gun jammed like 4 times, but I made it through. I'm back. But okay. Miss Thugging and Bugging. I'm glad you're still here. Me, I had a great weekend. You know, I had a really great weekend. I didn't do shit. I just had a great weekend. last night, was at Bullwinkle's. I mean, it was one of the best events ever last night. I have to say it, hands down. There was dance battles. Yes. unbelievable. I'm going to tell you who all battled last night, who won, and who got their ass told the fuck out. some great performances. It was an album release party, Massacre of the Don. Yeah, it was really, really nice at Bullwinkle's last night. Usually, you know how I do it. If you don't show up, don't ask me about how it went down. I tell you, your ass should have been there, and you wouldn't have to ask me. But tonight, I'm going to let y'all know how it went down at Bullwinkle's, because it was a hell of a night last night. Only in the Twin Cities on a Sunday night. Yeah. 4 feet of snow, can you kick it and get it in like we did last night? Get it? Motherfuckers rushing, trying not to get their car towed. I got a lot to tell y'all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I guess there's a lot of other things that went down over the weekend. The who's bumping who, who's getting sad, as you guys seen. You know, there were school shootings. There was all kinds of things that went down over the weekend that we could talk about. And I do want to discuss something maybe coming up later on in the week. It could be tonight. I don't know. But they talking about, you know, the whole thing with the gun bans and all that. I want to know how y'all feel about it. Do y'all think that they should be doing gun bans, taking the guns away? And do you think that's what's making people vulnerable? Because when you take away legally all the guns from the people, okay, what about the illegal guns? They not stopping them.
Right.
I just want to know how people feel about it coming up here in just a little bit. We do have a caller that has pressed one. Let's see. I wonder if we should bring them in right away or just a little bit. Actually, we still got a little bit of time before we open up the line. Yeah, so we'll go ahead and finish setting it up. I'm going to play one track, and then when we come back, we're going to open it up. We're going to check in with you, 763. But actually, yeah, the track that I'm going to play, matter of fact, let me find his song in here now. Make sure this thing is loaded. It's a great thing to talk about something that's coming up this summer. A lot of people, you're going to start seeing things about the Don't Shoot campaign. You dig? There's a guy that I've seen for that's here from the Twin Cities. He had a big thing going down on the news, on all the news channels. I hope some of y'all from the Twin Cities seen it. I believe it was national news. So we're gonna play a track by Mo Swag. It was a track that they played during this guy's interview on the news. I was really hoping he would send it to me, and he sent it to me. So hopefully we can get some interviews, some stuff with him coming up here in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I got a song for you guys I want to play. It's called Please Don't Shoot. So, all right, what else do we got to set up there for tonight there, Miss Unbelievable? Bum, 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 unbelievable. Come on now, stop me now. You know I cannot sing. I'm over here howling like a hound dog. Unbelievable.
Right, but it sounds good. You're saying my name. Why would I stop somebody from saying my name? Are you kidding me? Like, keep going. Like, who does that? No, stop talking. No, stop singing. No, stop saying my name. Yeah, right. I want to talk about, you know, what you were saying about the shootings, but our president wants to arm our teachers with weapons in the class. And then they're talking about why is it that they call our Black African-American kids thugs and all that, and they're not the ones shooting up the school. It's our mentally ill Caucasian students. So the question is being presented, why doesn't our African-American kids be the ones shooting up the school? So I just want to hear you guys' input. It's been going around. And so, yeah, that's what I have.
Okay. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into this track right quick so we can bring it back and we can open up the lines and check in with everybody, see what you got going on, see what the weather like is in your neighborhood. Stick your head out the window, Norbit. So, all right, check it out. This is Mo Swagger. Like I said, this guy, he was at home. His friend came home. His roommate came home from work, ended up shooting him while he was asleep. I don't want to speculate how many times it was, but now he's in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed. His wheelchair was very uncomfortable. They made him a custom-made chair, all kinds of things. And he's using the life that he has here still today. He's saying it's still a blessing to wake up every morning. So he's going to use his life to change things around. And here's one of the songs he made. He was an artist before all this happened. And here's a song he made called Please Don't Shoot. This is Mo Swagger, Monsters Radio, on a Monstrous Monday. This is some real music right here, bruh. Pay attention to the lyrics. Let's make a difference this summer, 2018, monstrously. Monstrous Monday. Monstrous Radio Live. Get in.
Please don't shoot.
Put down them guns.
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 Please don't shoot.
People out here dying over nonsense.
Half
of these youngins don't have a conscience. Social media, the television, all toxic. Brothers in position, breathe them on them unconscious. Pray for my city. These young brothers heartless. Promoting that folly. No swagger, don't do that garbage. Focus on education and try to retain the knowledge. Get you a house, yeah, right about the college. Pray for my city, they dying in each and every way. Put the guns away, I swear it got to be another way. R.I.P. baby girl, we just lost you the other day. I wish it went the other way. Gotta put them guns away.
Please don't shoot.
Put down them guns.
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 Please don't shoot.
Put down them
guns. Yeah. You dig? All right, that's Mo Swagger right here, Monstrous Radio Live. Like I said, we're trying to make a difference monstrously. So, all right, over the summer, the campaign's got to be Don't Shoot. Did it? So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. Did you see the story on the young man that was in the wheelchair that this incident had happened to?
It happened a while back. I don't remember all the bells and whistles to it, but I do remember the story. So... because I do believe we talked about a lot of it last year. Because you played it last year around this time when it was just beginning. And so, yeah, I just don't recall everything about it. But, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, all right, we got some people calling in right now. I imagine some people heard the song. They're probably calling to see what's going on. The number is 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. All right, we're about to open up the lines here in a moment. Let us know what you had going on over the weekend, what's going on. You got a request, something like that. Let us know what's popping. 763-614, Monstrous Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. Who we got live on the air? Hello.
E-Monster.
What's good?
Yeah, what's good in the hood, man? What's good in the... good in you?
It's all gravy, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. You're funny with that laugh, though.
My bad. They pull my hood card every time.
No, you're not bad. I'm just saying that you have a funny laugh.
Yeah.
You have a good laugh.
So, all right, Monster fans. How was your weekend? I know you did something big. I don't want to say this the wrong way, but did you throw the chicken?
Yeah, I threw the chicken on the water. Yep.
Okay, there we go. I know I got it wrong last time. So, all right, tell us about what went down at this polar plunge that you was at. I couldn't do it. I can't even stand outside that long. So tell us a little bit about what went down at this polar plunge that you did over the weekend.
Well, my fiance also came to watch. I just only watch it and not actually do it because I have asthma and stuff too. So, and I have a seizure disorder, okay. So they're not sure if I'm going to actually have it in the. I never know when I have mine, but sometimes it's in more cold water and stuff. Yeah, so Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also, but I threw the chicken in. It felt kind of different because I said this year, this year's my first time throwing in a chicken. I said, I've never done it before. It's a rubber chicken.
Right.
Not a real chicken.
I ain't never seen no rubber chicken either. So I'm right there with you.
You haven't seen a rubber chicken either?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
People, if you don't know what a polar plunge is, it's basically they cut a hole in the lake, you dig, and you get to jump in it. For a fundraiser. So
home and
what fundraiser was this for? So tell us what fundraiser was this for that you did this for.
Well, it's for our special events for our stuff that we get for we get new uniforms any kind of sport we do. And I do right now I'm doing only bowling and bocce ball. Bocce ball is in the spring summer type, and that they said this year it's going to be in July instead of June because the basketball is a little bit later than normal. So,
right.
Yeah. Yes, and I can't do basketball. I'm hoping to do basketball next year, but I don't know for sure yet because I got hurt in basketball doing special Olympics in 2016. So. With my rotator cuff with my shoulder, but now I'm doing a little bit better now. And my mom said we're doing whatever. No, well, I'm working at my the what?
I said you out there busting rotary cuffs. You think you Larry Bird or somebody?
Yeah, right, Larry Bird. No. Huh?
Okay, we're going to put a monstrous radio basketball team together over the summer. Have us a couple of games.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the coach, though. Yeah. I can't play. I'm going to be the coach. I can't play. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, you coach me. Coach me do it next year.
Right, there we go. Yeah, I can't do no layups, no 3 points. I can't even pass. I'm just saying. I can't even pass.
Yeah, and you can also hang out with us if I do it next year. You can hang out with us and you can coach and stuff that you would have to ask us from the. Or you can just come watch me if I do it next year. You can come watch me.
There we go. That's probably the best position.
I'll come anytime.
Yeah, that's probably my best position. Posted up with a Pepsi and a hot dog. Get it? I'm just saying.
You said a Pepsi and a hot dog.
That's my position in the game. Post it up. Hot dog and a Pepsi. So let's see. Anything else you did exciting over the weekend? Let's see, I got to slap another track here before we get back into our full entertainment news. So anything else you did exciting over the weekend?
No, it was just mostly that. And then I'm going to be able to – I'm seeing my fiancé again this weekend. Last week it was just only a 1 day thing. This week is a 2 day, so I'm excited to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell him hi for you too.
There we go. Yeah, tell him I said, "What's good, player?" So
what'd you say? He's not a player.
My bad. How you doing, man? Forgot. You can't say that to a girl.
Yeah.
I tell your man, I say, "How you doing, player?" She be like, "He ain't no player."
I know.
We're going to take a breather. We're going to come back. We're going to get into our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, entertainment news, and some other things as well. So check it out. Here's some new music. Actually, this right here kind of bumps on the radio. This is called What's the Combo? Montage and YSN Lucci. Later on, I got some, who do I got? I got some Made by Terry. I got some other music coming up as well. Stick with us. You've already missed Unbelievable. Because when we come back, we're going to get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Ugh.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick with us.
424.
424.
449. You got a press on if you want to talk.
What?
My bad, Mama. My bad.
Mm-hmm. Press one. We live, y'all. It happened.
My combo is Cherokee and Black, and where I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They call me E Monster. Yeah, what's your combo? Where you from? It's unbelievable.
They call me light skin. It's my combo. You know the black, the black, the black. You know, some Indian. I don't know what kind. I got a lot of that. I just don't got no white, I don't think. You know, I don't know. It's unclear what my combo is, y'all. I pray for me. I need a DNA diagnostic test. I don't know. I just like the combo. I'm black.
I'm Wakanda. Like no, I'm kidding. Need a diagnostic. She said, I need a diagnostic test. Wow. Okay. Only on Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday, could you hear some shit like that.
a DNA diagnostic test.
I'm gonna tell y'all a little bit about what went down last night at Bullwinkle's. Okay, Miss Unbelievable. You know how it goes down. It's usually I'm the DJ. Rob G is the host. You know, Baby Boo runs the door. That's basically who Multidimensional Media Group is right now. So, you know how we do it normally Sunday night. Well, Massacre the Don, if anybody's been coming out kicking it with us, he's an artist that's been coming in week in and week out consistently, and he gets it in. You dig? His album release party was last night, and we showed our ass. We had battles. I'm talking about we took some music way back, brought it back up to date. I mean, they was actually breakdancing, Miss Unbelievable. I'm not talking about just standing up, just pop locking. No, they was pop locking, but they got on the floor, did some helicopters, all kinds of things in the middle of the bar.
Boom, okay. Boom.
Sunday night. Yes. So we was getting it in. I should have recorded some of it. I didn't have a chance to. I was too busy enjoying it before I realized my camera was not rolling. So Rob G ended up getting battled by DJ Nate Hustle. And also Made by Terry. They both called Rob G out and battled him. It even got to the point where Rob G got technical. It was funny. Nate Hustle pointed it out. He said, did you see how he tried to square it up? He tried to do calculations. Yeah, he did like some stuff where, yeah, he did like mathematics trying to make it work. He got serious. You could see everybody's face that was battling. Their face would turn serious. It was a hell of a night. The performances were crazy off the deck. Trippy D did his thing as usual. See, Millie came out, destroyed the stage. Who else did it? Oh, there was a new girl. I really wish she was there, Miss Unbelievable. She goes by the name of Jada Brown. You gotta wait to see this lady again. I'm gonna try to see if I can get her performing at my birthday party. We gonna see what's going down, but she's a new lady. Can you imagine? Miss Unbelievable, can you imagine? This is what she was like to me. She was like a female version of Just Will.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Female version of Just, she does spoken word, all kinds of things. You dig? I'm like, man, I'm gonna bust out my keyboard, you know, because I did some production for some people doing spoken words that did some really nice numbers. I might have to connect with her and give her a track and see if she can do some spoken word over something of that I produced in the future. But I don't know. But yeah, it was that great of a night. All the performances were A1. A lot of people showed up. I know it's hard to get people to come out during a snow emergency. People was running to their car so they don't get towed. Oh my goodness. But nobody had any problems. It went down without a hitch. So yeah, it was a really, really great night last night. I was dancing around all day. I was still feeling it. So yeah, it was really great. Bullwinkles. Sunday night, again, coming up this Sunday night. Make sure you get to Bullwinkles. So yeah, it went down. It went down Sunday night. It definitely did. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. So, what's going on in the entertainment news world, or what's going on that we're going to talk about tonight?
Are we going to jump into it, or are we just going to talk about it?
Let's just go ahead and do it.
Okay. All right.
No.
I'll hold.
Oh, you're looking at
I'm coming.
My phone,
right.
Well,
for some reason, just froze. Oh, no, I got one. It just kind of froze. So, we all know that Bill Cosby, you know, has children, right? So,
yep.
Well, if you don't know, one of his children has passed away, Miss Anissa. Oh. She was 44 years old, and she was one of Bill Cosby's biggest supporters. She died from renal disease. So, I don't know what that is.
I'm not for sure what that is either.
But she was in her dad's corner. Her father has been publicly lynched in the media, and she ignored everything. She strongly believed that her father was innocent. They're saying the cause of her death is unknown, but they're trying to link it to her medical issues that she had in the past, which was kidney issues and possibly in line for a transplant. So this is not Cosby's first child to die. In 1997, his 18-year-old died in a failed robbery. So it's sad to see Bill Cosby's children dying so early.
Right, yeah, that's really sad. Just on that note alone, you know, you start to see a lot of things in the news with sexual harassment, all kinds of things. You dig? One thing I think people fail to realize, especially when it's allegations or things like that, but these people have kids. I seen a thing on what's Trump's daughter's name? Is it Ivanka Trump? Is that her name? His daughter's name? Okay. They were, I forgot the guy's name. He's a big time interview guy. And he asked her about Trump and his allegations that against him now with sexual harassment and, you know, infidelity on his marriage. He's also been seen with a porn star, all kinds of things. And I think she put it well put. And I don't think people think about that. These people's kids, a lot of people look at them like, how could you not see your dad did this, your dad did that? If their dad is saying that he didn't do it, they have the right to stand by their father. And nobody can say different on that. Whether he did it actually or not, that child still has the right to stand by their father. And anybody who tries to sway them any other way is kind of bogus to me. Maybe except for the victim themselves. But outside of that, I think they're kind of bogus themselves. But they have the right, you know what I mean, to think that they're innocent. Whether we believe it or not, it's a whole other story. We have our right. But they have the right to think that their parent is innocent. So yeah, I mean, that's gotta be hard on a kid when your dad is a very famous person and he's being dragged to them. Your dad or your mama, your grandpa, your uncle, anybody in your family. Shit, I'd be upset if it's my best friend. But you know, but yeah, yeah. But I just had to throw that out there, you know what I mean? But I heard you saying that today, I talk about it.
And you know, the crazy thing is that people forget that they have been in scrutiny all their lives, especially if they're famous, you know, and being secretive and the things that they probably did see. But how you gonna snitch on your own family? You ain't snitching. Like, yeah, I saw that. You know, you're gonna stay loyal to your family, and then you just gonna have to look and be like, yo, that can't be me. You know, I can't follow in those same footsteps. But you ain't gonna tell family secrets. You not. You ain't gonna get ostracized and not be able to stay, be in the wheel or whatever. You're going to be quiet and you're going to do what you're supposed to do and love your father.
Right.
Still in the end, they still got to love their dad. That is still their dad. That is still family. And they just going to let anything happen to their family, regardless of what anyone else wants them to do.
Right, right. And I'm going to be honest, they're going to fight it to the end. They're going to fight it to the end, but they have that right. Why? Because a lot of people don't know. At the end of the day, if they come out and say, he did all these things, their dad did all these things, that hurts them deep down inside. Mm-hmm. Keep it 100. Psychology-wise, psychological-wise, that hurts them, even though they had nothing to do with it. But that's my dad.
Yep.
He's been charged with rape or, you know, adultery or whatever, whatever. That's a shame in the name. It is. So imagine going around every time they go somewhere, somebody going to harass them. Oh, don't take your girlfriend around your dad. Oh, really? Did you have to go there? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth.
Yeah,
so
it's dad.
So, all right.
It's still dad.
Yeah. All right. We got another one. Hold on. It's my
all
turn,
right,
man.
So,
I got some news a little bit.
I'm sorry, Doug. It is your turn. Go ahead. Go ahead, DJ.
I got one.
He said, I got one. Dang, let me get that one out.
A little work.
Let me get that one.
I ain't hearing a lot.
That one, nigga, that one. Give me that one, nigga. Give me that one.
Can I get to it if you stop? What the fuck? Apparently, on Family Feud, no, watching, they're like, you got me for that bullshit. Apparently, on Family Feud, there was supposed to be a battle between the Kardashians and the Hiltons. Now, that's a lineup I would want to see. The Hiltons versus the Kardashians on Family Feud. That's right. It's still going. I love that show. I'm not going to lie. So, because some of them family members, you'd be like, damn, you just shamed all y'all on national television. But yeah, okay, so the Hilton family backed out of it, y'all. I don't know why. They didn't say why, but the Hilton family, for whatever reason, backed out of it. So now it's going to be the Kardashians versus the West. You dig? On Family Feud, the Kardashians versus the West. How's that going to go down? You dig? Where's the Kardashians from? Basically California. versus a family from Chicago. The Windy City, come on, man. We got to see that. I don't give a if you like them or not. I want to see how it's going to go down. I don't know if any of y'all ever watched this show, but sometimes these people, these stars, their family members are off the chain. They may have left the neighborhood, but their family has not. And some of these people, they be on freak shit. Or what's his name? Anthony, the dude on Blackish. What's his name? He was on a barbershop, all that. Anthony, he used to be a heavy set comic. Now he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just had a brain fart. I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, yeah. Anthony, dude, he was on there, and his mom.
Anderson.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Anthony Anderson. There we go. His mom, oh, my goodness. He even was like, Mama. I was like, no, his mama did not. I know he's like, no, we're not signing up for this next year. Oh, hell no. So, yeah, it goes down on Family Feud. They need to send me a check, but I'm just saying. So, all right, so that's my little entertainment news for tonight. The West versus the Kardashians on Family Feud. Yeah, I know, I shouldn't have stopped you. But, hey, that's my little moment, and I'm sticking to it. All right, what else we got, Mama? Who's bumping?
You know, we always got to talk about the Kardashians every week, mm-hmm. you know. Well, ABC star Ryan Seacrest's alleged sexual misconduct details revealed by his accuser. So we got another one that's been accused.
Wait, Ryan Seacrest? Ryan Seacrest? Okay, what was the guy's name that's charging him? Oops, my bad. I shouldn't say that.
Ooh,
okay, go ahead. Finish with the report.
Oh,
my bad.
Well, it doesn't say it. It just says the stylist. Don't say the stylist. It says the stylist. It doesn't say Harold him. So the stylist who claimed that one of ABC's mm-hmm. biggest stars, Ryan Seacrest, abused and her while they worked at E! News made the details of the complaint public, claiming he groped her, gave her a bear hug. Come on. Wearing only his underwear amongst other accusations. In the interview, Susie Hardy, a single mother, details getting a dream job as a host with him, was fired after graphic complaints of harassment known to HR. She took her complaints directly to the network, and they didn't do anything. And they said wasn't enough evidence against Ryan Seacrest until now, when everyone is getting thrown up underneath the bus. E's investigation was extremely comprehensive and thorough, they said, and they found that over the two-month process, they interviewed dozens, but they could not find that her complaint was legit. So that money man done got past the complaint.
Right.
And okay. Not the other one.
Okay, don't nobody believe
LeBron,
that. Don't nobody believe it. It was some dude named Dave.
Too much
they probably
money.
Believed it. But her, no,
yes.
No, no.
But
I'm
Dave ain't
saying,
making enough
my
money. Right?
This is our former
if it was Pookie, Pookie would have been like, I'm going to get my money. I'm going to show you because I got video. I'm going to post it on YouTube. Okay.
My tube. Everybody tube.
I tube.
Oh, my goodness.
Pookie, go put a videotape. Go ahead.
We're going to take a breather right quick. I'm going to throw a track in here. A guy who performed last night. He comes through on the regular also as well. He goes by the name of Made by Terry. This right here is that track called Got That Jump. I was feeling it so much last night, Miss Unbelievable. I ended up being a hype man for a lot of people last night. We set it off, though, and here's one of the tracks I was hyping up. Check it out. All I want to say is, ah-ooh, 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 ah. Made by Terry, Got That Jump, Monstrous Radio, on a monstrous Monday. DJ E. Monster, and Miss Unbelievable.
Got We live, y'all.
We live. California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump. I got that jump. Ooh, I got that jump. I got that jump. Ooh, I got from BC. Got that spark that you can see. Remember picturing myself all over that TV. Back when we had that small one right on top of that TV. Now them MP3s is clear, homie. You listen to me. I did this shit on my own, homie. I didn't have no C's. I didn't have to gang bang. I went like the other G's. It was a lot of nightmares. It was not all a dream. Got it popping in the fall, but ain't fall like the leaves. Stand tall through it all. Had the ball with the beast. Penny pinching, no Jordans on me. I just bought this beat. And I wasn't really a hooper, cause my J was awkward. But on tracks, I could switch Chris Paul with the three. I'm a Minnesota Timberwolf. Woo, at the moon. Ric Flair, yeah, you could watch me. Woo, at the moon. I was all about my books, but I was cool with the goons. Now I got them back to eating cereal, watching cartoons. They're starting to see I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, I got it. Made it by Terry, I made it. Yeah. Kick like it's happy belated. Yeah. On my star, most of you hate it. Yeah. Told me my style was outdated. Yeah, yeah. They ain't show me no love, nah. They ain't put me on their shows, nope. I ain't get no girls, no hoes. I had to focus on flows, yeah. Now they say Terry's a bomb, boom. I got the NASCAR drive, zoom. Now I could do what I want, but now they say Terry's the dude, yeah. Now they wanna hear my whole tape, think it's cool. I am colder than the snow in Minnesota with the flu. Was a squared-haired boy till I rounded off my edges. Now I'm edgy, come and check me. I got clout, they follow heavy switch. I have your attention, I am just gonna need your focus. Watch the magic I create in your face, hocus pocus. I had to coin all my phrases way back when I was the brokest. Now they looking at the top, they say Terry is the closest. Got that jump, but I also got that dunk. I snowboarded on a wave and rode that bitch to the front. They're starting to see I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt. Yeah, yeah, I got that jump, I got that jump. Ooh, I got that jump, I got that jump. I'm on fire like the California sun. Everybody say I'm blazing like a backwood or a blunt.
Like a backwood or a blunt.
I got that jump, I got that jump.
Made by Terry. Say that shit. Yeah. So I need to check him out Sunday night. Bullwinkles, it goes down. So we are back on a monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk, though. Get it. So, all right, it's unbelievable. What else we got? Because we got somebody over here who pressed 1, so we're going to open up the lines and see what they got going on tonight on a monstrous Monday.
Let's see. What else we got? What else we got? I'm done with 9. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, that's all that. That's
who's
all I
who?
Had in my bowl of soup.
That's all I have on my bowl, you know. Go ahead.
Right, let's open up the
let's
line
see
and see
who's rocking with us.
320-428. Who we got on the line? Hello, Monstrous Monday.
This Chevy from Chevy Pit.
Hey, what's good, Chevy?
Nothing much.
Okay, that's what's up. Glad to hear from you. So tell us what's going on a Monday night with you.
Oh, nothing. Sitting here trying to think of a new master plan, a new menu for something to feed another heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I did want to get on the air and let you know before you wrapped it up tonight. I wanted to let you know on your radio station that I thank you for all the support that you do for Chevy's Pit. And I also wanted to tell you that I need you to send out some extra prayers and some extra blessings out because I'm trying to open up my own spot here in St. Cloud really, really soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad to see it, glad to hear about it. You know what I mean? Just to see somebody pushing towards making some things happen and take control of your own destiny, empower yourself, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm always going to be here to help you on what you do, Stephanie. So tell the people about what you got going on. I mean, tell them, I know what it is, but you tell the people what type of operation you're talking about opening.
Chevy's Pit is a soul food breakfast brunch restaurant, up and coming restaurant. I actually feed people 3 days out of the week from my house, but I'm trying to work on actually getting a building and getting a spot that should be up and coming and soon, and then the food truck is coming after that.
Okay. And y'all, I'm telling y'all, especially if you're in the St. Cloud area, I'm going to keep it 100. If you're from the Twin Cities, if you do go up to St. Cloud for whatever reason, check out people in the prison, just vacation, and whatever reason you might be in that area. When I went up there, I'm just saying I couldn't find nothing with no real flavor. You dig? I'm talking about some of the places up there, the chicken tastes like wood. But I'm telling y'all, Chevy's Pit got the flavor and the soul in the food that you need. So tell them about some of the food that's on your menu.
My number one seller is taco egg rolls. I do stuffed tails. I do chicken loaded salad. I do loaded potatoes. I do Chipotle style burritos with a Chevy's Pit twist to it. I make fried chicken. Mao sauce is made from scratch, homemade. All my sauces is homemade. So just pretty much anything you want. I'm working on a couple of new menus. I want to do some fried lobster tails meals and do something different. So yeah, I'm trying to bring a few things to the menu.
Okay, that's what's up. That's
different.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, now, them shells have got to be good now. Them shells got to be good because I know my Unbelievable over here. She make a pretty good shell.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I ain't in competition with no one. I love it all. So if she got some pointers to tell me, let me have it, baby. Let me have it.
Girl, I will. Let me just come on up there and taste it out. And I'll be like, I throw a little bit of that in there.
Yeah, I love constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't handle constructive criticism. I learned being in this business over the last 3 years now doing this. I learned how to be humble, bite my tongue, and accept the constructive criticism because a lot of people don't mean to hurt your feelings. They actually trying to make your stuff better. So I done learned to take that on and go with the flow.
All right. I can't wait. I think I'm supposed to be coming up there in a couple weeks, so I'm definitely look you up and get there.
Yep. Look me up on Facebook, Chevy's Pit/business. That's my business page. Show you my menu. It'll show you everything that I cook, pictures about me, and the whole nine yards.
Okay.
Okay, see, you know what I think we're going to have to do, Miss Unbelievable? I think we're going to have to make it a special date to go up there and do an interview with her live, a video interview, while tasting some of her food. I think that will be a great thing. And you know I'm skinny, so I'm trying to give you some food out of it. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. I think that will be a great thing.
Absolutely.
I got the food for everybody. I got the food for the people that want to gain some weight, and I got the food for the people that's trying to lose some weight. So I'm feeding everybody hurt.
Yum. I can't wait to taste it.
I sure hate when I go place, and they be like, would you like a diet pop? Do I look like I need a diet pop? I need to pop with the fat in it. So I need that weight gainer. that stick to your bone type meal. So I Chevy, tell people again how they can connect with you now. We're gonna go ahead and wrap up the show. So tell people how they can connect with you to find more about your meals and how they can get some of your soul food.
You can type the name Chevy Chick in your Google search bar, and it'll tell you everything about me. You can look me up on Snapchat, Chevy Pit 16. Instagram is Chevy's Pit. Facebook, Chevy's Pit / business. I'm in the St. Cloud area. Phone number 320-428-2996. Just whenever you need any catering, birthday parties, weddings, I does it all. And I also have someone that make my dessert homemade also. So single mother sweet is also on the rise.
Okay. Okay. There it is, y'all. And definitely, if you hear up, make sure y'all let her know y'all heard about her on Monsterous Radio. So I,
yes, indeed.
What you got
Thank
for
you,
us? It's unbelievable. Hey, it ain't no thing. It ain't not a problem. You're always welcome here to come in on the show and let people know about what you got going on. So I,
okay.
It's unbelievable. You got some last words and some shout outs before we get up out of her.
You know, shout out to just everybody. And I'm just saying, live the life you live, love the life you live, and do it up. Don't take nothing for granted. And just have fun doing it. And keep
That's
the faith.
Right.
If God put it in your hands, He'll provide and He'll give you the vision and He'll walk you through it. Just don't
Amen.
Stop walking.
Amen.
There it is. There it is. So, all right, y'all, you know how I do it. I know somewhere it's going to be lit somewhere, especially in the Twin Cities. Hey, we got something going on every night of the week. So, all right, if you go out, do something monstrous. Don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to paint your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. It's Takeover Tuesday. Tune in tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in and take over the show and talk about whatever you want. You can promote yourself. You can talk bad about your baby daddy. We don't care.
Ooh.
Takeover Tuesday. We call it that for a reason. Get it? So, all right, I'm on my way up out of here. This right here is from Florida. He goes by the name of Sinner. This right here is his new track. This is called Forever. This is him and Jay Mazur, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy yourself.
Peace.
You
super cranky.
Hey, Jay Mazur, LOC. Na 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 na. Yeah. G4 fighting wild forever. Waking up to breakfast out of Spain. Yeah. Having dinner out in Italy. Tell your ex say you're meant to be. Hey, this hit for worse or all for better. In the bedroom I'm playing pressure. Girl, just forget about.
Look how she comes around. The way she's moving makes me wanna settle down. She a boss, so I know that she can hold it down. So be my queen, baby, show me you can hold it down. And if I'm slipping, please believe she get the griffin. I'm her dog, so I come and she ain't even got a whistle when she's calling. You don't see these matching watches, bitch, we ballin'. Plus we put the phone on silent when we see the labels calling. Get it later, your ex is calling, tell him he's a hater. Plus he's broke, so mathematically you tell him that I'm greater. Look at Cinder, no need to ask, you dealing with a winner. Now let's build this thing together, we'll discuss it over dinner. Now let's ride.
Yeah, you want to hear more of that? Go look on Tidal, iTunes, and where all download media is sold. Look up Sinner, Sinner, S-I-N-A-S-R-C, and look up the track Forever featuring Jay Mazur.